said, look, man, it's about to go down.
Yes, 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 it's about to go down on the Posted Up Network. My name, Kyle Bowen. And welcome to This or That, the show where we take two similar objects and throw them in the middle of the ring and have them duke it out. For a reason, yes, a reason, a made-up reason, but a reason nonetheless. Today, we're talking about Mexican food versus Indian food. Yes, Mexican food versus Indian food. These two cuisines, both in the personal top five, they should be in your personal top five as well when it comes to cuisines. Both very different. I'm very curious to see where this goes. And what are the stakes? Let's just say this, okay? The winner of this battle is the only food you can eat for the rest of your life. Man, oh man, Indian food versus Mexican food. Let's do this. We'll start things off with the Mexican dishes. And look at this. This just tells the tale about Mexican food. It's very easy to share these dishes. Y'all can have some cooperation going on the dinner table, which is something that a lot of people don't like to do. But there's something so comforting about Mexican food that allows you to do so without feeling empty. People and their food, they love each other. You barely like to give it up, but with Mexican food, it's all good. It's all good. It's just easy to share around. Now, look at this dish, okay? Look at this dish. I've never had it before. Chilaquiles. Yes, it looks like nachos, but it's for breakfast. Imagine that. Imagine that. You wake up every morning and you eat nachos for breakfast, okay? That's what it looks like. You're trying to tell me the description? It's just nachos, and it's beautiful. How about tacos? Tacos, top of the line food in the world. Let's be real. Everyone fucks with tacos. Go to the restaurant, order a variety. You're having a good time. Come home. The family's having tacos. Everyone is having a good time. Love is in the air when the tacos are on the dinner table. How about this dish? I believe I had some variation of this in Colombia. Elote. It's that corn with all this stuff on it. Yes, all this stuff. What stuff? We're talking about salt, chili powder, lime, butter, cheese, and mayo, and sometimes sour cream. I know it sounds heavy, but it's tasty. That's the thing about Mexican food too. It's very tasty. I feel as if it hits those simple taste buds, yet it takes those simple taste buds to the next level. Just simple, easy to follow. It's decent to look at too. How about guacamole? Everyone's fucking with guacamole, okay? Guacamole is something, especially in the world of salsa. Speaking of salsa, what is better, salsa or chutney? Which word is better for the world of sauces? Mexican food, right up there. I'm not gonna lie, this is gonna be tough. I gotta step up to the plate. Cause yes, my answer is obviously gonna be Indian food. Okay, I'm a fucking Hindu. Let's talk about Indian food. Straight up, there is nothing better in this world than chicken curry. Nothing. Pizza, no, get the fuck out of here. Some pasta, get the hell out of here. Fried chicken, get out of here. Donairs, get out of here. And any of these Mexican dishes, let's be real. I'd rather have chicken curry above tacos, above these nachos for breakfast. Get that shit out of here. In front of elotes, okay? Chicken curry is the best dish in the world. Let's talk about chicken curry's first cousin, okay? Butter chicken, available at every single Indian or Indian wedding, and it's beautiful, it gets the people talking. You are critiqued on the level of your butter chicken. Let's be real. Let's talk about another chicken, okay? Tandoori chicken, okay, baby? Tandoori chicken, really good, okay? I feel bad, though. We're not talking about some of these vegetable dishes, okay? I'm looking at something called aloo gobi. That's cauliflower and some potato. And it's tasty with some roti. Yo, shit, man. That's the thing about these Indian dishes, too. We just talked about aloo gobi. You can have that. You can have that for breakfast. I take that over not. Would I take that over nachos for breakfast? I don't know. Yes, I would, okay? I'm a Hindu. Indian food wins. That's it. That's it. That is this or that for this week. I chose Indian food because of my bias. Real talk. That's why I made that decision. But your decision matters more. It really does. So let me know what you think. What would you rather have for the rest of your life? Would it be Mexican food or would it be Indian food? I'll be real. I need to learn how to cook those dishes. I don't know how to speak the language. I need something for the culture. My name, Kyle Bowen, K-Y-L-E-B-H-A-W-A-N. That was This or That on the Post It Up Network. It airs every Friday. Go check out the rest. Yes, the rest of the showcase we have going on here. The latest episode of Loki, we had Natasha Dion, creative director of Chaos Club, manager at Two Track from the city of Vancouver. Great interview, great conversation. Go check it out. Have a good morning, a good afternoon, a good night. I don't know when you're listening to this, but we at the network appreciate it. Peace.